for the sheer convenience of it. But Li Wei commanded the advance team himself, and unfortunately was one of the last taikonauts left who still enjoyed the freeze-dried food available on the makeshift station. When he sat on the suction chair or took a shower, he tried to ignore the clearly visible bulge on the front of his body. That worked fine until he had to get into the spacesuit that had been specially tailored to his physique. Li Wei straightened up again and tugged at the top of the suit, which was digging in painfully under his arms. He really needed to eat less and exercise more, or at least be sure to make plans that didn't involve him walking in direct sunlight. A lot of it was reflected by the suit, but not all of it. That, combined with his own body heat, pushed the cooling system about as far as it could go. Li Wei looked around and saw the bottom of the crater far below. From up here, his all-terrain rover, the Sky Snake, looked like a toy. He had parked it next to one of the excavators that were preparing the terrain for the installation of the hypertelescope. The hypertelescope. Li Wei was proud to be from the country responsible for this key astronomical project on the far side of the moon. The Europeans' gravitational wave observatory, with its two little arms, looked tiny in comparison. They would mold the bottom of the crater, which was 46 kilometers in diameter, into the optimal parabolic shape and equip it with mirrors made not of glass, but rather of a special liquid. He pictured the crater shining silver. Secondary mirrors would float over the structure on gigantic cables, though there was still a lot of work to be done before that happened. This was primarily because the crater was presenting more problems than the engineers on Earth had ever imagined. He could feel a vibration from the arm of his space suit. Jinjin's face, with a black strand of hair falling across it, appeared on the display attached to the top of his wrist. She was his representative at the makeshift base, where most of the work was actually done by autonomous robots. Together, the two humans were responsible for creating the best possible working conditions for them. "Taikonaut Yang Li Wei, what's taking you so long?" asked Jinjin. They were actually on a first-name basis, but Jinjin liked to tease him by using his full name, which he shared with the first-ever Chinese astronaut, a legend. Li Wei couldn't tell if this had helped or hindered his career at the space agency. "I'm just getting the lay of the land. Why are you bothering me, Jinjin?" "Excavator 5 is complaining now, too," she explained. "It's working on the eastern edge of the crater, right?" "Correct. It's experiencing the same malfunctions as 17. Number 17 was the reason why he was here in the first place. The machine was adapted to regolith, the relatively soft rock that covered a large portion of the lunar surface. The excavators could broadly scan their work area in order to avoid harder ground. Repairs would be costly, and it would be necessary to bring in replacement parts from Earth. "At what depth was the obstacle located?" he asked.
20 meters, said Jinjin.
For excavator 17, it had only been 15 meters.
"Do you think they're encountering the same problem?" he asked.
Both he and Jinjin had access to all the data, but he had been trained as an engineer, whereas she was a geologist.
"It's possible, but not certain. You'll have to inspect them both up close."
Li Wei sighed. Originally, his plan had been to be picked up by the Sky Serpent on the other side of the crater and returned to the base where Jinjin was waiting. Now, he'd have to walk back.
"I did warn you about the walk," said Jinjin.
She had, and it was precisely that warning that had prompted him to leave the rover. Of course, he was capable of climbing the ridge of a crater.
"It's probably just a cryptomare," he said.
Jinjin had explained to him that cryptomaria, located beneath the lunar surface, were hard magmatic deposits created over 3.8 billion years ago by widespread volcanic activity at that time. If Li Wei was right, they would need to replace the normal excavator with an